Public relations. That's what we, Agentur Strothmann, have been doing for 25 years for national and international clients from various industries. But what exactly is public relations? Which tasks belong to public relations? How does a company find a PR agency that suits it? These are just some of the questions we want to answer in our podcast series. Today I'm talking to Elke Strothmann. Hi, Elke.
Hi, Martin.
In the last podcast episode, we talked basically about crisis communication, and you talked about your experiences on 9/11. Today, we want to dig a little deeper. What role does corporate communications play in crisis management?
Well, communications is one of several cogs that have to work together very efficiently in a company during a crisis. In addition to us PR people, of course, the company management has to be involved, but also the HR department, the legal department, and if it's a subsidiary, the site management as well. So a coordinator pulls all the strings, and then it has to run quickly and smoothly at red alert.
And what are the requirements for crisis communication?
I think at least 7 aspects are important for crisis management and crisis communications.
And those would be?
Well, first of all, let me expand on what I just said, be fast. Speed can only be achieved through good preparation. I'll come back to that later. Second, it comes down to having the right experts working together extremely efficiently in this stressful situation. That's why regular trainings, like a fire department practicing operations, are important.
Mm-hmm. What else is important in managing the crisis?
Well, thirdly, we have to make sure that no misinformation is spread. We must try by all means to retain the sovereignty of interpretation.
What does that mean, more precisely?
We tell it like it is before others start with wild speculations due to a lack of concrete information.
And how do we do that?
Well, we have to communicate transparently and openly. We need to talk straight, clearly, and understandably, and inform the public fully about what's going on. And we also need preparation for this aspect. It helps if, for example, we have already prepared press releases and distribution lists, which then only need to be adjusted if necessary.
Which information has to reach whom?
Well, that's a good question. First, we have to make sure that the information that goes out is absolutely the right information. So we have to do a quality assessment, and that with all the stress. And not only we need to send the information out to the public, but it's also very important to inform the employees. So the first thing we have to do is inform the employees quickly and comprehensively. It cannot be the case that our employees receive the necessary information from third parties first, which means through television or social media, such as Twitter.
The information must be sent out internally and externally at the same time?
Yes. In the preparation process, we have to prepare the information channels for the employees and also for the public. So internal and external communication have to be perfectly interlocked.
Phew. How can you implement these 7 aspects? That sounds complicated.
Yes, it is by all means not trivial, and yet so important for all companies. Every company should take the time to prepare for a crisis and provide the resources, which is people and money and time. Because as I said, the crisis event must be trained. Preparing for a crisis begins long before the emergency occurs. And in case of doubt, it can at least avert a PR crisis.
How do you start preparing?
Well, a small group of decision makers needs to sit down and consider the different crisis scenarios that could occur. You think about and plan what could happen? How do we proceed in each case? Who is responsible for what? How can the people involved be reached? I can only recommend to establish an emergency number that signals to everyone when a call comes in, I have to answer it. The call has top priority, no matter what I'm doing at the moment.
What else needs to be fixed?
We need contact lists with relevant telephone numbers and email addresses, but also internal reporting channels and alarm regulations have to be defined. Templates for press releases, press distribution lists, contact lists of important other stakeholders, such as politicians. This is a wealth of information and has to be recorded in what is these days a virtual crisis manual. And it needs to be stored in a literally bomb-proof manner. No easy task for IT, I guess, because they have to ensure the availability of this important information and also the communication channels in the event of a crisis.
I see. This is a very complicated task, already in the preparation stage. Now, when it comes to a crisis, who is the voice of the company in such a case? The boss?
That's something the company has to decide while preparing, and it's also a very important strategic decision that cannot be answered with, by all means, the boss. But no matter who is chosen, the important thing is that the spokesperson must be permanently available. He or she is the voice and the face of the company. The person answers press inquiries and processes them according to importance. He or she must be able to focus on the language that has been agreed upon.
It's a stressful job.
Yes. These spokespeople have to be identified in advance and also trained really well. Sometimes in crisis situation, they are literally ambushed by journalists on camera and asked to make a statement, even though the facts are not yet clear to the spokesperson. It's important to stay calm. Journalists' favorite images, as you might know, are when you as a spokesperson become aggressive and then push the camera away or shut the lens. In order for that not to happen, you have to be well trained as a spokesperson and perhaps already inherently stress resistant.
So now the team in the crisis center is scrambling to compile all the information and prepare it for publication. What makes PR work easier in such a crisis?
Well, it's best if the PR department provides text modules for employee information, press releases, the website, and social media in advance. Tone of voice also needs to be established. Providing core messages is essential. Ideally positive statements that highlight the quality and the success of the company. These are important pieces for getting back into the driver's seat in conversations where the company is negatively highlighted. And these templates must be available to the team at all times, and at best online, even in the event of a server failure.
Okay, journalists are important multipliers of news. Do you always get your information across correctly?
Well, that's an important question. A company needs to have built up a personal relationship with journalists and other multipliers before a crisis. Then the cooperation during the crisis is easier and the chances of warding off negative publicity are better.
The first thing many people look for, besides social media, is information about the crisis on the company's website.
Yes, that's right. And the company has to prepare for this as well. It helps to prepare a dark side for crisis situations. This is an almost fully finished website where the text can only be updated and the site then be released. This can include links to authorities or aid organizations. I experienced how important this is myself once, and I told you about it in the last podcast. As you might recall, on 9/11, my client unlocked a hidden website soon after the Twin Towers collapsed in New York City, and it contained hotline numbers where relatives could call and ask for survivors and other information. As terrible as this incident is, even if there's only a fire in a company, such a procedure is advisable.
Simply terrible, the whole thing. I would like to conclude this conversation by talking about one more aspect. What happens when the acute crisis is over?
Well, then the reappraisal begins. This, too, must be prepared. Think about the end at the beginning. Immediately after declaring a crisis, monitoring and a crisis protocol should be started.
I can already see that we will have a lot to discuss in the next podcast, because you could not discuss all 7 aspects in detail. Elke, for today, I thank you very much for these tips.
My pleasure.
Public relations is an extremely versatile and extensive part of corporate communications. So if you want to learn more about this wide-ranging topic, we highly recommend the other episodes of our PR podcast series. Enjoy listening.